This is CNN Student News. 10 minutes, current events from around the world, no commercials. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. Welcome to the show. First up this Wednesday, a story out of Iceland. Scientists say conditions are getting dicey at the country's Bárðarbunga volcano. It's the biggest one in Iceland. And there was an increased risk last night that it was about to erupt. How do researchers know? Earthquakes, one of them the strongest in the region since 1996. They say it looks like there's a lot of magma movement in the mountain. It's not located near a highly populated area, but one reason why people are concerned has to do with flight. When a different Icelandic volcano erupted in 2010, the ash cloud it spewed shut down a lot of European airspace. That affected more than 10 million people in the region and cost businesses billions of dollars. A monsoon has brought chaos to Southeast Asia. This is a wind system that blows into India from the southwest during the summer, and it brings tremendous amounts of rain in June and July. This monsoon season has been particularly bad. The flooding and landslides it's caused have killed more than 50 people in India and more than 100 in neighboring Nepal. Dozens are still missing. The rain's been so intense in some areas that it's overwhelmed rivers and spilled out through nearby villages in flash floods. There's been damage to thousands of homes. Tens of thousands of families have had to leave their homes. In some areas, people had to wait for rescue on rooftops or climb trees to stay above the rising waters. Moving west from India, we're taking you to the Middle East and stopping in the United Arab Emirates. Dubai is one of those emirates, and it's where you'll find the tallest building in the world. We've visited the Burj Khalifa before, reporting on what it's like to wash its windows. The building has broken a lot of records, but what keeps it running? What keeps it standing?
At 2,716 feet, the Burj Khalifa is the tallest structure ever built on Earth. Towering over the city of Dubai, it has the highest observation deck and the highest restaurant in a skyscraper. And its owners say it has the highest swimming pool in the world.
Is there room for tall buildings like this that aren't just, you know, a landmark
yeah.
or something beautiful to look at, but that actually function and are efficient and profitable?
I think there are. I think nowadays people are building smarter.
Smarter and more efficient. Mohammed Alabar built the Burj at an estimated cost of $1.5 billion. Its doors opened in 2010.
Today it was, 110 degrees. How do you keep this cool?
Well, of course, it's a combination of good design to start with, good advanced mechanical electrical system. Of course, most advanced skin on the building. So the makeup of the curtain wall, the type of glass we are using, the way it reflects heat, all that is a combination of advanced technologies and monitoring the building every single hour.
Using an innovative thermal ice storage system, the tower is currently kept cool with the equivalent of 13,000 tons of ice. The Burj is monitored 24 hours a day in a main control room, where engineers measure everything from power and water use to wind speed and seismic activity. On a windy day, the top of the tower can move up to 6 feet in either direction, and the base is designed to shift in the event of an earthquake.
You get a little nervous when there's an earthquake in the air?
I used to. Now I trust it so much, because recently, last week, we had quite a good movement in town.
Getting to the observation deck on the 124th floor takes only about 60 seconds in one of the tower's 57 elevators. Its specially designed lifts can move up to 12,000 people a day. And even act as a power source.
They're actually creating power?
Of course, they create power, and then the power goes back to the grid of the system that we have, lighting part of the building as well.
Alabar explains how the Burj Khalifa captures water from outside the building itself in Dubai's sweltering humid air.
We take great pride in the condensation that happens on the skin of the building. They get collected, and we use it for our irrigation system and the whole development. What we collect is equivalent to almost 20 Olympic pool sizes of condensation on the skin of this building. And it's very valuable when you live in the desert, of course.